First and foremost, I must stress that we are not amused by lack of any action. And when that statement was made by the Prime Minister, we're not overly optimistic that anything would happen on the ground, because we have seen or heard similar statements being made, but nothing has happened. Clearly, this lack of implementation underlines where power resides in this coalition government. If a ministry can defy a superior who is supposed to be supervising and giving instructions for some actions to be taken, then we wonder what coalition or unity government we are talking about. The problem that I see is, as long as the media or the reforms are tied to a single ministry, nothing will move, because we know the position of that ministry and its ideology vis-a-vis media policy, democracy and governance.
These media reforms they're talking about, are they enough in your view?
The trouble is, all this rhetoric about the media reforms is enunciated in the implementation matrix the GPA adopted, endorsed before several SADC fora last year. The trouble is that all the reforms that they are asking the ministry to implement are quite superficial. For instance, if you look at the implementation matrix, they are talking about reconstituting a ZBC board. But that alone will not solve the problems that we are currently experiencing as viewers of ZBC or listeners of ZBC. You need a comprehensive policy framework that will shield ZBC from continued abuse and manipulation by members of the executive who belong to a political party. What they need to do is to safeguard this continued abuse by ensuring that ZBC does not report to a single ministry, but is accountable to parliament and citizens it is supposed to serve. Models are abound across the region on how best you can manage a public service broadcaster. So by simply changing figureheads on the board, that will not solve anything. Secondly, if you also look at the reforms that they are calling for, we wonder how sustainable they will be as long as IPA is in place. We need a law that will genuinely facilitate citizens' enjoyment to freedom of expression. That means repealing IPA in its entirety, because IPA, as we all know it, is a deceptively named law that actually takes away citizens' right to information. So as long as laws like such as IPA, criminal, the so-called code, the Interception of Communications Act, you talk of the Official Secrets Act, and all other such obnoxious laws are in place, whatever reforms that the government or officials of the government are calling for will not be sustainable at all. And we've seen how they can use the criminal defamation at will, as long as their interests are threatened.
Going back, though, to this deadline that was imposed by the principals, what will happen if the minister does not comply, in your view?
Nothing is obviously going to happen beyond condemnation of the ministry's reluctance, the ministry's intransigence, the ministry's defiance of the PM. Nothing will happen, because we have been down that road before, where the ministry has openly defied an instruction. And what has happened is we only condemn and condemn. And this is what the other arm of government wants. They know that beyond rhetoric, there is nothing that is going to happen. I think we really need to go back on the drawing board. The government itself needs to be serious about this matter. They need, if they are to be serious about this matter, they need to rein in those that are defying the principal's instructions.